A lot going on right now as it relates to livestock and livestock markets, the weather, trade, you know, news within the beef packing plant industry. So if you had to pick one topic and roll it with it to start, Tim, what would that be?
Yeah, I think the weather issues are the big thing affecting the calf market and, kind of the entire egg sector right now. Of course, we're kind of up here in the northern plains for sure. We're in a disaster with all the rain and so on. So that's affecting crop and cattle and so on. It's extremely wet up here, and so then we kind of assume looking out our back window that it's wet all over. But one thing that's affecting prices, calf prices are running $15 or even more in some instances lower up here. But actually in the southeast, it's really, really dry, and so there's been forced calf sales there. They would normally then, you know, keep them. But, and I think maybe it is starting to rain there in the last day or so, but they've already forced calf sales, and they would move over onto winter wheat, but the winter wheat is planning. It's dry, getting dry down there in Texas and Oklahoma, too, and even some sales down there, so calf prices have been under pressure down there because of that. Contrast that to up here, it's extremely wet. You know, we had snow and so on in North Dakota, and it's wet in the Corn Belt, so farmer feeders are busy with harvest, wet lots, virtually no buying interest from the farmer feeders, so that's also affecting prices. And obviously, a relationship between corn and feeder cattle, an opposite relationship. Right now in Omaha, corn is 60 cents higher, a bushel higher, even though that probably isn't the case up here in North Dakota. Down in the feeding country, corn is 60 cents higher, and you know, who knows where corn prices are going to go. So just weather, I think, is the biggest issue. And then, yeah, throw in trade and packing plants and so on. It's just wild.
So on top of already low fall calf prices for producers up here in the Northern Plains, you know, if come November or December, if they get an inch to market them, we're dealing with a calf crop from last spring, you know, that dealt with a tough spring as well. So what sort of communications do producers need to be having with their sale barns, or how do we go about dealing with calves with short ears, tails, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, there are probably going to be more abnormal type of things that affect the market calves. We did have all the way from Nebraska up here. We had, a bad spring for calving. And so always during the heavy fall marketing season is when we see the biggest discounts for things, for instance, like frozen ears or tails or whatever it might be. And so, I think the key there is to talk to your market, maybe keeping some of those calves longer, you know, backgrounding them and getting heavier weight, and then probably all the bad things that might could happen to them would be over with, and so they might have more value. But it's a tough thing, so I think the best thing there is to talk to your market, tell them what you have, and get the recommendation from them.
End of week last week, we saw a little bit of dip in these markets, with news of that Cargill beef, explosion, and it sounds like everything's been resolved there. We still continue to watch trade on more of those market mover issues. What do we need to keep watching and keep in mind?
Yeah, well, actually, it's kind of hard to believe that the market the way it is, but fed cattle actually last week were higher than they were a year ago, which is, good news because we've got more fed cattle to sell and near record beef production and record competing meat production and all the trade issues, yet fed cattle are higher than they were last year at this time. And, the seasonal pattern for fed cattle would see some increase now. And, if we can get some trade issues going and so on. So if we could keep fed cattle going up, that would certainly help to put some floor under feeder cattle. Corn, obviously, prices still are the big unknown there. But, hopefully trade issues keep getting resolved and we can get fed cattle higher, and that would at least give us some support on the feeder cattle side. And the other thing is that, the heavier weight feeder cattle are selling a lot better than the lighter weight. Obviously, there's fewer of them now. We're being bombarded with calves. But, if you look at the live cattle futures market, April live cattle are at 121, but by June they drop off about $7 to 114, in August another couple dollars down. So any cattle that are heavy enough to make that April-May market, you know, the feeder cattle are selling a lot better. But then when we jump to feedlots having to price them into June or August, that's another reason why the calf prices are struggling. Actually, we saw the same thing last year, right this time of the year, where the heavier weights were selling relatively better than the lighter weights, just because of the way that futures market is.
And so, you know, with kind of this up and down in the markets, with, you know, a lot of producers haven't weaned calves yet, we're starting to think about, you know, February, March, when we are starting to market, you know, the heavy marketing of calves runs through in the Northern Plains. Any advice, you know, from a livestock economist standpoint for producers as we start to inch towards that? I know a lot can change between now and then.
Yeah, a lot can change. There's a lot of risk. And so, you know, one thing they might do is look at some price protection, some, you know, particularly if they got quite a few head and looking to market later on, because a lot of issues going on with trade and everything else, and probably, the like I said before, the big unknown is corn prices. There is a potential corn prices could go up, so maybe if we're keeping those calves longer into the spring or so, looking at some price risk management strategies. There are a number of different ones, and producers are comfortable with some and not with others, so it's kind of a personal preference thing there, but you know, certainly that would be something that I'd recommend looking at.